Jesus is telling his disciples. They had the Last Supper, and he's telling his disciples what's going to happen. And I think, you know, Peter was Free Will Baptist. He opened his mouth a lot of times before he thought about it. Amen. But the Bible says, and I want you to look in verse 31 and 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Let's pray. God, we love you. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the songs, for, Lord, already taking care of business around this altar, God. I'm glad, God, that, Lord, you don't need a preacher, God. You don't need somebody to stand up and conduct service, God. The Holy Ghost just shows up and speaks like he wants to. God, thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word, though. Give me what I need today, God, and get me out of the way and let all the praise go to Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We have a real enemy. Amen. We have a real enemy. And unless you, like Brother Skip said this morning, unless you just got your head in the sand or you living under a rock somewhere, you've been tried, you've been tested, you've been fought by this enemy. If not in the last week, in the last few weeks, you've been fought by this enemy. Amen. I want to preach a little while on Satan hath desired. Now, don't you notice what the Bible says? Jesus told Peter, Satan hath desired to have you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. This was a personal warning that Jesus is giving Peter. Notice what Jesus did not say. He did not say, Peter, Peter. He said, Simon, Simon. This is Peter's former name. He is telling Peter, listen, you might think you're somebody, but you better remember this. Without me, you're nothing. He goes back to Peter's former name. This reminds Peter who he was. Jesus was saying, Peter, the enemy is coming. Satan don't always attack our bodies. Satan don't always attack our possessions. Sometimes Satan attacks your faith. Jesus did not say, I'm praying for your body. Jesus did not say, I'm praying for your possessions. He's saying, I'm praying that your faith won't fail you. How many of us today had the devils come against us? How many of us today will say, and let's be honest, in the last week, it almost seemed like the devil's trying to tell me I ain't even saved. In the last week, it seemed like the devil's fighting my faith. In the last week, it seemed like the devil's throwed everything he had at me. Jesus is telling him, Peter, Satan is coming for you. He said, Satan hath desired to have you. Now, if you take it, don't go back in the Bible, but I'm going to read you some scripture. In Job chapter 1, verse 9 through 12, the Satan did the same thing. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? If thou hast blessed the work of his hands and the substance is increased in the land, put forth now thy hand and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Satan could not touch Job until God gave the okay. Satan could not tempt Peter until Jesus gave the okay. You got to understand, son, Satan is still after God's people. He's after Tony. He's after Melvin. He's after Charlie. He's after Robert. Satan is after you. Satan hath desired to have you. We got a real enemy, just like Peter had a real enemy. And we got to understand something. Peter is right now, Brother Tony, we all seen it in our Easter play. Peter is walking with God. This is probably one of the closest times. They've had the Last Supper. They are eating with Jesus. He has seen everything Jesus has done. And it's almost like he's singing in his mind, Gavin, man, it can't get no better than this. And when you get like that, you better be careful. We know from studying the Word that Jesus tells Peter, said, you're going to deny me. Peter said, oh, no, that never happened. Pride goeth before the fall. When you think you're some kind of super Christian, you better be careful. Amen. The purpose of this sifting, in the Bible times, wheat was sifted. They would take the wheat, Brother Tony, and I don't know if some people, they would take Brother Melvin and they would rub it. And it was a tough looking thing. It looked like they were destroying it. But what they were doing, they were separating the chaff from the real stuff.
Amen.
Did y'all hear what I just said? They were separating the fluff from the real stuff. Until you've been sifted, until you've been tried, you don't even know what's real in your life. The Bible's the purpose of this testing. Sometimes God allows shaking in our life. Sometimes God allows trials. Sometimes God allows temptations. Sometimes God allows disappointments. Sometimes God allows failures. Not to kill you, not to destroy you, but to purify you. There's got to be a shaking, and it looks like it might look like it's destroying you, but I'm telling you, God's got a purpose. Job lost everything. Job lost all of his wealth. Job lost all of his health. Job lost all of his children, but after all this, after everything Satan throwed at Job, Job said in Job chapter 23, verse 10, but he knoweth the way I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. What you going through right now? What you going through right now? Do you feel like you're being sifted? Do you feel like Satan is really throwing everything at you? Job lost everything, but Job's still praising God. Amen. Satan wanted to destroy Job. Satan wanted Job killed, but he could not do it. See, if Satan would have had his way, Brother Robert, he'd have killed Peter. But he could not do it. Jesus never said, now listen, this is what got me. This is what got me about this passage of Scripture. I've read this before. I've preached this before. But I've never thought about it like this before. Jesus never said we would not be sifted. I've read this before, David, and I've read this, and it's almost like Brother Tony. I had it in my mind. Jesus was telling Peter, said, Peter, Satan desired to have you, but I prayed for you, and now he can't. That's not what Jesus is saying. Because we know from the Scripture that after this, Peter did deny him three times. After this, Peter did go to his low point as a Christian. After this, hey, he was sifted. And just like you and I are going to be sifted. But glory to God. Hey, Jesus said, Satan desires to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you. In other words, Jesus said, you're going to be sifted. You're going to go through hard times. You're going to be tried. It's going to seem like there ain't nobody there with you. He said, but I have prayed for you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you no matter what.
Amen.
See, that's my problem. Sometimes we want Jesus just to come in and save the day. Jesus might be going to try you a little bit. He might be going to test you a little bit. And see, the problem is we don't think, listen, I'm going to say something. I don't want nobody to get upset at me. Some of y'all need to turn off Joel Osteen.
Come on.
We don't think we're supposed to go through nothing. Wes sang that song this morning. I didn't realize what they were going to sing this morning. How many times have you ever, Lord, I'm supposed to be a Christian. This ain't supposed to happen to me. Lord, I'm supposed to be on the mountaintop all the time. I turn on my faucet at the house and Kool-Aid start coming out. I can't believe they sending me bills in the mail. I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God.
Amen. Bless you, God.
But the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 through 10. See, we know verse 8, but we don't know the rest of that. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ. If suffered a while, make you perfect. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4 says this, my Brethren, count it all joy when I fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, and wanting nothing. 1 Peter chapter 4 says this, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you. If you come to church and you study the Word, you know we're going to be tried. You know we're going to be sifted. You know we're going to have to go through hard times. That is just a given for the Christian walk. See, you listen to Kenneth Copeland and Joel Osteen, you think everybody in the Bible had a Cadillac and everything was fine. But you study about the Bible talks about the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul had nothing. He was in jail. He got beat. He was stoned. He was almost killed. And I'm telling you right now, when you and I are going through something, if they beat Jesus, what are they going to do to us? There's going to be hard times.
Amen.
But aren't you glad you got somebody praying for you?
Amen.
The prayer that saved Peter. Jesus did not say, Peter, I stopped Satan. He didn't say, Peter, I put a hedge around you. He said, Peter, I prayed for thee. Before Peter had ever fallen, before Peter had ever been sifted, before Satan had ever come against him, Jesus had already prayed. Somebody ought to shout right there. Amen. Somebody ought to just praise the Lord. Before I got into this valley that I'm in right now, Jesus was praying for me. Before I crossed into this river that I'm in right now, Jesus was praying for me. Before my family ever went through what they're going through right now, thank God Jesus was praying for me.
Amen. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Come on, preacher.
Matthew chapter 26 tells us what happened to Peter. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. How many tears have we wept? Because we did something stupid. How many tears have we wept? Because almost like Peter, when we did something, we could almost see Jesus looking at us, saying, I told you this was going to happen. I told you this was going to happen. But you got to, what we got to understand. So you got to, what we got to understand is this: just because Peter denied him, just because, I guarantee you, as Peter was denying him three times, it never crossed his mind where Jesus said, "I prayed for you." But you say, how can Jesus pray and all this still happen? What you got to understand this morning is Jesus already knew what Peter was going to do, Ray Lloyd. He already knew that Peter was going to fail. He already knew that Peter was going to deny him three times. He already knew that Peter was going to be in the low point of his life. But he said, Peter, I'm praying for you that your faith fail not.
Amen.
Now you think about this. I'm glad we got an advocate with the Father. Now listen, the purpose of the failure. Jesus said something real powerful, Skip. Listen to what he said, verse 32. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Now listen, Mickey, and when thou art converted.
Amen.
He said, Jesus might as well have told him this. He might as well said, Peter, you're going to fall. But you're going to get back up. Oh, yeah, you're going to get knocked down, but you ain't going to be out. You're going to go through a hard time, but you ain't going to give up. Aren't you glad that Peter didn't give up on God? Aren't you glad that, maybe Peter's over there. He's thinking about, they won't be back an apostle. They won't never let me do anything else in the church. But he remembers Jesus' word, when thou art converted, you're going to fall. You're going to make a mess, but you're going to get back up and you're going to keep right on going, amen. Hey, that's the same thing when you and I are going to go through. We're going to fall. We're going to make a mess. We're going, but get back up and keep right on going.
Amen.
He knew Peter was going to fall, and he knew Peter was going to get back up.
Amen.
I told you one of the things I've ever read in my life was that when I read something that somebody put on there, said when God saved you, he already factored in all your stupidity. Y'all realize when he saved me, he factored in all that skip, and he called me to preach anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus knows we're not going to be perfect. Why do you think he's praying for us? Why do you think he's there for us? Amen. The sifting was not going to be the end for Peter. What you got to understand, the sifting was something that was going to purify Peter. It was going to make Peter realize, I need Jesus more now than I've ever needed Jesus in my life. And the Bible says at Pentecost, Peter preached, same one that failed, same one that got back up. He said, when thou art converted, amen. Saint Peter preaches at the day of Pentecost, 3,000 get saved. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John's walking into the temple. And Peter looks down at this lame man. He says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. The man got up and walked. A couple of chapters later, Peter goes to preaching again, and 5,000 get saved. Just cause you down right now, just cause you in the valley right now, don't mean you ain't going to get back up. Amen. Hey, as long as there's, David said this morning, as long as there's breath, glory to God, there's hope. And as long as there's breath, hey, there's a God in heaven that says, I love you and I want to restore you. I want to put you back where you need to be. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Satan hath desired to have you. Satan wants you. Amen. Satan is after you. You listen. Satan's after you. Amen. But Jesus said, I prayed for you. And I'm here for you. See, Satan had a plan and God had a plan. Amen. Satan's plan was to kill Peter. Destroy Peter's confidence. Destroy Peter's faith. Can't you just imagine the conversation? Well, Jesus, if you just let me get to Peter, yeah, he'll curse you to your face. Yeah. He'll give up and he won't never preach again. And Jesus had enough confidence to say, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
See, that's what Satan did with Job. If you'll just let me take everything he's got, if you'll just let me take his help, he'll curse you to your faith. God said, go ahead. But what Satan didn't realize was there was a chapter 42 for Job coming, and God was going to restore everything Job had. What Satan didn't realize, I'm going to push Peter to the limit. I'm going to push him down. I'm going to do my very best to destroy Peter. What Satan didn't realize, he was making that rock harder. He was making that testimony better. He was making that preacher a better preacher. And when Peter goes to preaching, and 5,000 get saved, and then 3,000 get saved, and people, the Bible talks about Peter's shadow going across people, and people are being healed but just because Peter's shadow touched him. Satan didn't realize all that was going to go on. I can just kind of imagine in my mind as Satan going before God years ago and said, if you'll just let me get him, let me shoot him on the side of the road. Just let me get put a bullet in him on the side of the road. He'll never preach. He'll deny you.
Amen.
Well, devil, look what God can do.
Amen.
Satan desires you. Hey, somebody here this morning, the devil's been fighting. He's been really fighting. And it seems like you're not going to make it. It seems like you're at the end. But Jesus said, I'm praying for you. Stephen, I'm praying for you. Ryan, I'm praying for you. Gavin, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Jesus knows what you're going through right now. And without him, it wouldn't be allowed. And if he got enough confidence to know that you're going through this, he got enough confidence in you to know that you can come out on the other side. I want you to bow your heads with me. Brother Robert, y'all come give us a song. Maybe you're here this morning.